Ecuador is in chaos this morning. The president is calling it a nationwide uprising, and it certainly looks like an attempted coup there, an attempt to overthrow the government by the police. Angered over the possibility that benefits could be cut for public servants in Ecuador, the country's police officers staged a mutiny of sorts. They took the president, Rafael Correa, hostage. He was holed up inside a hospital for until 500 soldiers came and rescued him. Joining us now to let us know what's going on in Ecuador, Tomás Chufardi, journalist and TV director in Quito. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning for everyone.
Can you describe to us the kind of night that you have had there in Quito?
Well, it was, of course, a very surprisingly and crazy night. Nobody expected what happened yesterday. It was a violent rescue for the president. There was a crossfire, a very long crossfire outside the hospital where he was held. And there's one death. Well, everyone here is really shocked about the intensity of the events that happened yesterday.
Well, we got this report from a reporter outside the hospital in Quito, and this, here's what she, how she described it.
There are shots. There are many shots. There are clashes at the corner. We can hear the shots. They're very near. They're about 150 meters from the hospital. Many, many citizens are coming to where we are.
So let me try and understand what was happening. Inside the hospital, the president, Rafael Correa, was holed up inside, being held hostage by a large number of police officers. Then there were also soldiers coming to the scene. And then there were a number of citizen protesters gathered around the hospital as well, calling for them to release the president. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly what happened.
And I want to play this one more, another cut from a supporter who was gathered outside the hospital.
I feel hysterical with courage because we came to defend the President of the Republic.
Can you tell me what the reaction is of the people of Ecuador? Are they who are they blaming for this incident?
Well, of course they blame the policemen, these rebel policemen that started everything. But because the same government has been saying that this is a coup attempt, the government has given a probable responsible for this, and of course it's the government's version. Right now, I believe the people is not only thinking that it was just a group of policemen, that it was something bigger. And I don't try to say that's true, but what really happened is that what began as a simple strike, the events get so big and intense that right now all of us were questioning what is really happening and what is going to happen.
Well, maybe you can answer that question for us. We have had other coups in Ecuador. How does this compare with, say, the three other coups we've had in recent memory?
Well, yesterday was something different. In the last decade, we have lived three or four coups, and presidents have been thrown out in these coups. But you can sense that that crises were coming, that people were going to the streets and claim for things. But nobody expected this yesterday. I mean, the day before yesterday, life was normal here in Quito. Of course, people complain about some things about the government, but Correa has a huge popularity among all the country. So what, as I was saying, the events yesterday at the morning, and nobody expected that this was going to happen, and I could say that no one could bet that there's going to be any violence or something like what happened yesterday at night.
Well, Tomás Chufardi, who is a journalist and TV director for Ecuavisa News, the TV station in Quito, Ecuador, he's on the line live with us from Quito. Tomás, let's put in context the potential rivalry that may exist between the police force, which was ostensibly protesting a benefit cut, and the army. Are the police and the army associated with different political factions traditionally in Ecuador?
No, not at all. And the army as well, they are being affected by these cuts too. You have to make a difference here. It's the policemen that were protesting, they are part of the troop. They are not part of the commanders. So even some army people yesterday, they protested as well. There were people from the Air Force that took the airport lane. But it seemed like, because they're so different institutions, the Army have a tradition of obeying more than the police, at least here in Ecuador. It seemed that the Army, they understood what was happening yesterday. It was not very good for the security of the country. So I don't believe there's a rivalry between them right now.
But it does call into question. It does call into question how they will work together, or if they will in the future. I wanted to play you another comment from another protester who was outside the hospital yesterday, calling for the release of the president. Here's what this person had to say.
I left my house leaving behind my two daughters and my wife to defend democracy, and look how the police have betrayed us. Señores of the armed forces, we trust in you, but where are you? There is a civil war here, señores.
So the president called it a nationwide uprising. This protester calls it a civil war here. It appears that the police force has completely lost credibility.
Yes, absolutely. Right now, there's a sense of betraying, because what happened yesterday in other cities and in Quito as well is that all the population was left unprotected, and there was some vandalism and there were some assaults. There were no policemen to protect us.
So what happens next, Tomas? I mean, where does the government go from here?
Well, Rafael Correa said yesterday at one of his last press conferences that there will be no, he will not forget nor forgive what happened yesterday. So I don't believe things are going to calm down unless the policemen stop the protest. But I think the next hours are going to be intense as well.
And we'll be following what happens in Ecuador after what appears to be an attempted coup by the police force. Tomas Chufardi is a journalist and TV director there in Quito for Ecuavisa News TV station. Thank you so much.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.